Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for a wonderful, nice hot cup of Joe and to find out what's going on in my head that I want to share with you. Good coffee. Straight up black. I like that on occasion. Gotta have that bitterness sometimes as opposed to the mellow or the sweet. And today I definitely need that bitter flavor. Oh, well, today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. And it was starting to sprinkle a little bit this morning. I don't think we're going to get the big rain. It seems to be skirting where the farm is. In one way, we could definitely use a good drink from the sky, but in another sense, I've got a lot of outside stuff to do, and I need to do some garden harvesting. I saw that we had, last night, I was noticing that there was quite a few ripe tomatoes that I need to start canning and do another picking of green beans and do some more canning there. And I got onions that need pulled and not dried. What's the term I'm thinking of? Where you hang them upside down so they can get conditioned for storage, that kind of stuff. But anyway, hopefully I'll be able to do a fair amount of that today, and hopefully the temperature won't be bad. I'm not sure what the temp is supposed to be. Yesterday was pretty nice. It was relatively mild, so that was a good thing. Well, the thing I wanted to talk about today was a meme that popped up yesterday, because yesterday, August 1st, 1981, was the day that MTV first went on the air. And whenever I see that, and there's usually somebody, I'll have something posted every year about the start date of MTV. You know, as a first year of the Gen X crowd, MTV played a pretty big role in my life and in the lives of people my age. The music has always been a big part of my life. I love music. I'm not the best musician when it comes to playing. I have no composition abilities. I enjoy a broad range of music, but I also have my favorites, and I guess my favorites kind of, pardon me. I kind of go through phases. Phase may last for days or weeks or months or even years, where I'll be focused more on one genre of music. Or a particular style inside of a genre. But when I think about MTV, I think that's probably when their, how would I put it? I guess it was the marriage of sound and sight that really did something for me. And I think did something for a lot of people. You know, leading up to MTV, we had records, tapes, we had live music, live maybe, with the school band or going out to a bar or a club or to a concert. It was when they finally, when I guess the record industry, because they were really very much in control of stuff at that time, when they figured out how to create music videos, that's really when, I guess music took a bigger, how do I want to put it? It was more in the center stage for me. You know, at the beginning of music videos, actually before MTV, and a lot of folks think, well, there were no music videos before MTV. Yeah, there was. There was a show on Saturday night I didn't watch because it came on pretty late, I think. Or maybe it was Friday night. One of the two nights where they would play an hour of music videos. And it took bands a while to figure out what to do with the video format. Some of the bands, they would just have, you know, the picture of the band playing, performing. And you would have that also, what was it, Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock, Soul Train. And they would have different bands on there performing. Or they would kind of create, in essence, the illusion of a music video by just your different dancers that were there for the taping of Soul Train. American Bandstand was another one that was out there, but as they started figuring out what would work and what wouldn't, then it was around that time period when MTV went live, and it was 24 hours, and you didn't know what the music videos were going to be, just kind of like radio. They would just come up random, but they had rotations where if there was music they wanted to really promote, or if there was music that everybody was requesting to see, they would have those music videos popping up. And some bands did a great job, and some bands, their videos, you know, maybe somebody took a little bit too much artistic license and it was stupid. What was Steve Perry, whenever he left Journey and had his first solo album, there was a song, Oh Sherry. And the whole music video centers around the idea of the song. You had people that were brought in and they were doing this, you know, kings and castles and royalty kind of medieval approach to the song. And in the music video, Steve Perry says, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. And he storms out and he sees his girlfriend down the stairs and he sings the love song to her. You had some influence that was good and some that was bad, but I guess when I think about MTV, I first watched it in the fall. It would have been August of 1983. I had graduated high school and I was starting my first year at Eastern Illinois University. And I didn't have MTV at home. We didn't have the extended cable, but we had it in the dorm rooms. And it was amazing how... I guess you could say the way kids sit with their phones today and the way adults sit with their phones and flip through stuff, we would go over to other guys' dorm rooms and we would just sit and watch music videos. And we'd talk and visit and joke around stuff, but MTV was always on in the background. And I remember when Thriller, when that music video was released, nobody was doing anything because that was a scheduled time. Everybody was in their dorm rooms watching this. It had a big influence, I would say, just in curbing behaviors for those of us that, you know, were around at that time. Eventually, they came out with another video channel on cable, and that was VH1, Video Hits 1. And it had more of a tailored genre, where MTV really kind of took all the different rock, hip-hop, soul, that kind of stuff, everything that, you know, they had a broader range, where VH1 kind of fit more with me. And so I kind of migrated over. After college, still watched it a little bit, but I had to work and had a job, and it wasn't, MTV had changed and music had changed. It had turned into more rap and hip hop, which didn't appeal to me. And I would say that probably I kind of switched a little bit over into country music television. There was the country music was changing in the 90s because there was a lot of the rock influence that was moving in because hip hop had kind of taken over and replaced rock. And so you had a lot of different artists that switched over into country, and they kind of brought along their rock influence, which didn't necessarily make the country music folks happy, but it that, you know, you had country music television really becoming more and more popular for me, as well as for a lot of other folks. I think probably what hurt these stations and got them having to run programming that wasn't related to music at all, I think the biggest example would be like MTV's 16 and Pregnant or something like that show, which, what does that have to do with music television? Is as YouTube became more popular and artists were creating videos and putting it out on YouTube, then you had control. You didn't have to, like on radio, wait for hours for your favorite song, so you didn't have to buy it and you could just record it on tape and play your cassette in the car. You know, with YouTube, you could pick. You could search for a specific song. You could watch it over and over again if you wanted the music video or what have you. And I think that probably had a big influence. You know, when MTV first aired, the first song they played was by, I believe it was the Bungles, Video Killed the Radio Star. Because radio was the dominant musical entertainment since the start of radio. I mean, that you had in the history of that, all kinds of issues with copyright and performance over this new medium of radio. And when you look at a lot of stations in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, if the town had just one radio station, you know, typically it would have been an AM station at that time, they would play different genres of music at different times during the day, taking into account how their audience would change. They weren't just playing one genre and expecting people to listen to that, you know, all day long, but it was broken up. So in thinking about, you know, the little meme about MTV, you know, I think for my generation, it had a big influence. When I hear songs today from the 80s, I have the music video, or at least snippets of it, running through my head. I don't know if it happens that way for you, but MTV, my college years, VH1, those are the ones I remember. I don't remember as much of the country music videos. I remember a few, but I think during that time period, a lot of those got kind of cemented in. And today, you know, my phase right now is 70s and 80s music. Not really, haven't really cared about the new stuff coming out for a long time. It's not my style, it's not my cup of tea. There's some songs I kind of like, but I just kind of hit rewind and play what is good to me. And MTV definitely had an impact on that. So that's what I thought I would share with you today. And if that rings a bell, if that is something that you can kind of relate to, great. If you're listening to this and it's like, this doesn't relate to me at all, well, you know, you can't enjoy every podcast. Well, you all have a good one. Make the most of today, and we will catch you next time for a cup of coffee and whatever I think about talking about. Have a great one. Take care. Bye-bye.